Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing? It's Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. It's T-Mobile Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I haven't checked my app yet.
Okay, well, let's do that after. It's where you get some free stuff from T-Mobile. That's what we use. We have a giant family plan. How many people are on our family plan right now?
I think like 10.
The max?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, we'll talk about that another day, the cell phones and the family plans. Anyways, we are talking about today empathy, customer service,
consumption, organic, local, sustainable.
Yes, and also the saying of being connected to what your life's narrative is. Or understanding somebody else's life narrative.
Okay.
That came from Seth Godin, by the way.
What that word he used, somner, is the idea that other people have as intricate backstories to them as you do. So, like, you see all these people walking around. They all have their own lives, their own, you know, complications.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is...
And it's good to have empathy and think about, you know, what other people's stories are. That's the other old saying with the walk in somebody else's shoes.
Right.
Okay, so Andrew wanted me to listen to the story because why? It was the part that made me laugh.
What story?
The Seth Godin story, how this all got started.
Oh, so we were listening to Seth Godin. He has an excellent podcast called Akimbo. And although he's a marketer, like, his stories are universal and I think are just, you know, great to listen to in general.
Yeah.
So I forget the reason, the story.
The why. Customer service one where, all right, fine, I'll say it because he thought I would like the story because I get super frustrated and I'm like screaming and yelling. Well, everybody knows I don't like insurance, but then when you have to like call insurance or call anything, you're on this customer service thing. Mm-hmm. And because my voice is high pitched, those voice recognition things never understand me. And they're like, please, you know, repeat your identification number, or please repeat your date of birth, or what can I help you with? And they just don't understand me. I get really annoyed. And then you're on hold forever to finally to talk to somebody who ends up being somebody who's like, oh, sorry, I can't help you with that.
Mm-hmm. But on occasion, you do run into a company that has excellent customer service over the phone where a human answers after one or two rings.
Yes. Right? And then we're like totally surprised.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. And you're just so happy. So isn't it funny, though, that we're trained to be we're surprised to be trained to think that regular like human interaction is so wonderful and that, you know, we're just getting geared up when we make a phone call to customer service to get beaten up and frustrated that when a regular person answers, you're like, oh, hi.
By the way, I find that Charles Schwab has excellent customer service.
Yes, yes, the phone, they do.
And also at their little branches. They're not huge like Bank of America or whatever. Mm-hmm. Schwab.
Charles Schwab. That's another recommendation. We do put our Roth IRA, our investments.
Yeah.
Are we advertising too much information? Anyways, we use Charles Schwab because of their excellent customer service. Mm-hmm. I did have, well, usually Andrew, you know, takes care of all my technical difficulties on the computer and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I did try to, I had like, I think I had one Disney stock certificate share that was like on paper, and I had to have that put into my Schwab account, which I think it was worth like 12 shares because they split and separated so many times since I was a kid. But I thought this was going to be this whole complicated thing, and then it wasn't. The person just was like, all right, let me take it. And then you'll see it in your account, you know, like in a couple of hours. And then that was it. That was done. Mm-hmm. They knew who I was. They pulled up my information. No big, long, drawn out form filling and wait time. So that was a very pleasant experience.
Very nice.
Yeah. They really did take good care of me. Yeah.
Oh, actually, of all things, American Airlines called me once when our seats were separated. Mm-hmm. Like, not all five of us were sitting together. Mm-hmm. And then they called, like, the day before our flight and said, hey, we got some open seats, so I can move, you know, I can move you guys to sit next to each other. I was like, cool, all right.
That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Instead of the surcharge, if you want to sit in an aisle or a window seat, instead of the mm-hmm. middle crappy seat, mm-hmm. then you have to pay an extra $79. Mm-hmm. That's what we paid this time, by the way, to go to Hawaii, with the regular overcharged ticket price. And then on top of that, when you're trying to book your seats for us to sit together, they charge us each extra $79. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm the only person that's going to be sitting not directly next to the family because I didn't want to pay the $79. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you're sitting in the back with the rest of the cattle.
Yes, because I'm saving my $79 for delicious Hawaii poke when mm-hmm. I get there. That'll get me a lot of poke. Okay, so back to what we were talking about, empathy. So what I was inspired by, what Seth Godin was saying, was that when you're interacting with people, what, you know, these like AI machines and whatever, these big companies, what they can't do is provide the personal connection, you know, providing personal service. And that's really what we need most in the world today.
They are developing AI to connect with people now.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're actually on par or better with predicting like emotional, like from your voice, like your emotional state.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Pretty amazing.
That's not good for all right, now you distracted me from my train of thought, but I was thinking about, you know, what we both do. Well, more me than you, but you're trying to do more that's better for people instead of building random computer stuff that doesn't help society, except for watch more videos. Anyways, I'm trying to, well, so the reason I do love doing architecture is that I get to connect with people on a personal level, and the first thing that I do, I think I explained this in the other podcast, was, you know, figuring out the programming. But the programming of people's homes is really trying to figure out what, you know, the built building afterwards is a result of what they actually need and what their families need. So I enjoy helping people solve problems and getting them a product, I guess, at the end that makes them feel happy and good mm-hmm. and enjoy it. And that's something that you don't get from, you know, ordering a box house, a cookie cutter house, or you also don't get that when and it's crazy, but I get these emails or solicitations for like a full set of architectural drawings mm-hmm. and it's like $99 and you get all the drawings done. But then, yes, it's super cheap, but you don't get the personal design mm-hmm. effort, I guess, with it, or the artistic and emotional design behind it, if I'm saying mm-hmm. that right.
But it's cheaper.
Yes, but it's cheaper. So that leads us to kind of the conflict that we have every day with, you know, trying to support our local farmers market or our local vendor versus, you know, shopping at like Costco or Amazon, these big box stores, and, you know, how we try to balance the two.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you just need eggs.
Or a lot of toilet paper. Because
maybe that's a better. Yes,
that's a good example. Because we go through toilet paper like nobody's business in this household of five people. We're always somehow always out of toilet paper, don't mm-hmm. you think?
Yeah.
So anyways, the week that I was away, this, why are you laughing? Already? Why don't you talk about this part? The week that I was away, every year I go away for a week for my birthday. It's like my little birthday trip.
Yeah.
And I either go with my sister or mm-hmm. some girlfriends, but Andrew has to manage the three kids by himself.
Right.
And I make a big chart, a calendar, with everybody's phone numbers, carpool, where they go for dance or sports. So the regular things that I do. But this year was the first time that Andrew was taking care of them and he was not working.
Mm-hmm.
And not that not working, but not at his 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say, why don't you tell us what your feelings was going to Costco? You went to Costco.
Oh, yeah. Like... I love Costco. That's my new favorite store. They have everything.
Mm-hmm.
And really good prices, too.
Yes.
Yeah. The problem is that it's not so good for produce or anything else that has a short shelf life, because it's really hard to go through all that mm-hmm. in the required time.
Well, we go through a lot of bananas and blueberries.
Yeah, so if you know you're gonna eat a lot of it, then yeah, for sure, get that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other things, I kind of, my eyes were a little bit bigger than my stomach. I bought, yes. I think, like a 5-pound bag of bacon bits.
Yes,
because I was gonna make salad that night, and then I realized, oh wow.
That's a lot of bacon.
This is a lot of bacon, yeah.
Yes. And you got the gallon of ranch dressing, which we're still working on.
It wasn't a gallon. It was just these two big bottles.
Yeah, it's two half gallons.
They're not half gallon.
All right. Anyways, it's about a gallon is how much it is. It's like five or a lot bigger than the regular little ranch dressing. And then, and I came home. I was like, what is all of this?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I had to go to Costco. I had to feed the kids, which, I am very grateful that he fed the kids, but part of me, going back to my supporting local farmers, no food waste and stuff.
I don't like food waste.
Food waste. Yeah. I know you don't like food waste, but you like to throw things away that's expired. By the way, yesterday.
Yeah, if it's expired, I'll throw it away.
I know. Okay, so yesterday Kiki came home from school and they had a little talk at school about
food waste.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she told me, Mom, did you know that the expiration date printed on things, there's no scientific data behind those? And she's right, because I don't like to throw things away that have our past expiration date. I believe those are like the recommended sell-by date, but not the actual, it's gone bad date. But Andrew believes time to throw in the trash date.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can't compost it, he just throws it away.
Mm-hmm.
Which then, when you have giant sizes of everything, then it makes it very difficult. So we went off tangent because we do love Costco, but at the same time, I love our local mm-hmm. farmers market.
And by the way, circling back a little bit to
okay.
when you're away, when I cook, there's almost no leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like leftovers and I don't like expired food. Mm-hmm. So I cook so that there's enough for people to eat. And then if they're still hungry, they're welcome to have, fruit mm-hmm. or granola bar or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't like leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
But they bring that for lunch the next day.
Yeah. And then I also make enough for lunch. And okay. I plan for that.
Okay.
But when I am preparing meals, I make it such that there's no leftovers. So I don't have to throw stuff away.
Okay. We don't throw stuff away.
Have it in the fridge for 2 weeks and then discover it.
Well, most of the leftovers we eat...
I also don't like eating leftovers, so that's okay. the other part.
Except when I make them into something new.
Meatloaf, lasagna, yes. Those are all great leftovers. But
and
other
chili.
Stuff, yeah, chili, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. I just want to paint an accurate picture.
You want people to know that
on the one hand,
you specifically... Wait, you forgot the other part of the painting.
What's that?
That it took you the whole entire day to like... Get the shopping list, do the shopping. Oh, there's one of those annoying robocalls.
Yeah, but that's because I don't have a lot of, years of experience doing it. So actually, when you came back, like after being away for a week, that's when I was just hitting my stride.
Uh-huh.
You and, just get you know, it, I got my used routine. To it.
But then why were you like, here you go.
The lady at Costco knows me.
The lady at Costco knows you because you're there every
yeah.
day. All right. Anyways, okay. It was nice that you took care of them, but... It was a lot of work for you, and I appreciate it. I had my week off.
Huh? Their startup costs to be paying.
Their startup costs. Startup training, just like our Hour of Clean startup training. Okay, so next year you'll be even better at it. Actually, this year, technically.
Honestly, it would be easier if you were gone for 2 weeks.
Okay, next.
Because then the second week would be
next birthday. Easy. How about that?
Sure.
I'll try to go away for 2 weeks. Yeah, sure. Take challenge accepted and recorded. Just so everybody knows.
But then you can't comment on my shopping.
I didn't comment.
What do you mean? This whole thing has been commenting on my shopping.
This was after I still haven't returned the tin foil.
That never expires.
I know, but I'm trying to stop. We're trying to not use tin foil anymore.
But sometime over the next 10 years, we will get through it, and that's fine. And we got it for a good price.
Yeah. Well, that hasn't been open since I came back. So it's been almost 6 months, just saying. So I'm probably going to return the tinfoil.
Which is another great thing about Costco.
Yes, which is another great thing about Costco. They do have a great return policy, but I like to return stuff that's unopened. So at least they could resell it and it doesn't, you know, go to some wasteland and feel like you return something and then add it to the trash dump. So now it goes back to our whole rebalancing of, you know, good versus supporting local versus supporting our own family college savings plan, I'll say, right? Because, you know, we love this little cheese person at our farmer's market. The kids love this little cheese farmer person, but we'll get this little tiny like 3 ounce thing of cheese that the girls gobble up in like 3 seconds and then Costco gives you like a pound of cheese pretty much for the same price, and that will last us for the whole week,
right? So, but it's not as good, but it's not terrible.
Yes, it's not as good, but it's good enough, I feel like.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Well, because if we only ate the little tiny cheese, then we'd probably lose a lot of money or spend a little too much on tiny cheeses.
The funny thing though is, isn't it that that you can, you know, you can enjoy the better cheese, the more expensive cheese, but the trade-off is that you just have to consume less of it.
Yes,
whereas we're used to, you know, just eating as much as you want until you're full.
Yes, we're over consuming. That is true. We tried to teach the kids the thing. What is that Japanese saying?
Hara hapun, which is 80%. Well, 80, but then the idea is that you eat until you're 80% full and then you stop. So basically you stop eating when you're no longer hungry, as opposed to you stop eating when you're full.
Yes. Yeah. And then one, it's better for your body, and two,
cheaper.
It's cheaper and you don't overconsume.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what is the, we kind of went off on many tangents today, but the purpose of this talk was I wanted to highlight trying to, you know, have empathy for people, and in the daily jobs that we do, think about, hey, you know, here is my chance to connect with someone and find it. I'll use Seth Godin's line that I wrote down. It's, what is that called when you like wrote? Anyways, finding a thread to connect to someone's narrative, and the importance of that, because that's what we need in our world today, is more empathy and connecting with people.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Sure.
Okay, anything else you want to add to that?
I just want to say that the kids really love the food that I prepared.
I know they did.
Yeah.
That's why you sent me pictures. They're all smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was an adventure every day. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a tour around the world, like a culinary tour. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of work. By the way, chicken tikka masala, made that from scratch at home. Fantastic.
Okay. Should we post that recipe to share with people?
Sure.
We did have to make it again after I came back, because McKenna was like, it was so good. She was
raving about
it. It was delicious. I agree with you on that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Should I give you a certificate of completion of feeding children?
I don't need a certificate. I just need their smiles.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Enjoy your day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.